Jack Pizzella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk with Land Academy member Michelle Steele.
Yay.
Before we get into the interview, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Michael A. asks, hi, friends. I'm still trying to close my first deal, so money is tight. For those of you who are getting momentum, are you subscribing to all three of these websites? Where are most of your sales coming from? Thanks. So I'm on the page, I'm sure it shows the sites, but Kevin started to answer it for him right here anyway. And he wrote, Michael, I advertise everywhere that it's free. LandWatch, which is not free, but cheap. Just to do one or two.
It's free for one or two.
Right. Is it free?
Yeah.
I thought it was $30 for up to a couple.
I'm not sure. They changed it.
Check.
They changed it.
Yeah. LandPin, because you're a member, that's free. Zillow and Craigslist, along with social media. I've not subscribed to the paid sites yet.
Yeah, here's my 2 cents on this. Use Facebook, because we sell a ton of property there, and so do our members, and that doesn't cost anything.
You know what?
And it's geographic specific and industry specific.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, he breezed over it, social media. Plus, I can't underestimate the value of Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Craigslist is just, that is a go-to place for, especially on terms.
You know, and I've noticed some members getting hung up on it because you have to make your postings a little bit different when you do stuff on Craigslist.
Right.
They do, if you just copy and paste the same thing, then they've shut it down.
Right.
So you have to make it a little bit different and unique.
Exactly.
And that's okay. You can do that.
Today, Jill and I talk with Michelle Steele.
Today, Jack and I are going to be having a really fun chat with Michelle Steele, one of our Land Academy members. So welcome, Michelle. Glad you are here.
Thank you for having me. It's a honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is a coast-to-coast call, Jill, I think.
That's true. I'm on the West Coast. Michelle, where are you in Florida?
All the way at the bottom, South Florida.
I love it. Well, just as we were doing our little sound check here, you started to allude to the reason you're so cheery is you were looking at your numbers. So, hey, yeah. Let's lead off with that. You want to share what you were looking at recently?
Well, yeah. The interesting thing, since you guys had invited me to speak with you, was that it made me actually go look at the numbers closer, because I wanted to be prepared for the podcast. So I was not like saying, I did this, I did that. So, and this is going all the way back to the beginning when we started, which was like 2015. My wife hears this podcast. She's probably going to be looking at me like, where's the money? I was very reserved about talking about this, but I got to put it out there just for all the new members.
Whoops.
It's not in my driveway, I can tell you that much. The total sales, when I group all of our total sales, and we started in the very beginning, right before I actually met Jill on Bigger Pockets, we started with some tax deeds from another program, which was very didn't give much information or leadership, but just enough to kind of guide you in the right direction. So we kind of started hot and heavy with the tax deeds, and then I had met Jill through a conversation on Bigger Pockets, and I saw your little logo, and I looked it up, and I bought the program right away. So all said and done, since November 17th of 2015, all the way up until this week or last week, the 20th of March, it's at $88,674.
Wow.
Of that one. Yeah. Yes. And I might be on a divorce podcast next week. But
love it.
So how much property do you own, though, that you haven't sold free and clear on top of this 88,000?
So right now, to back up a little bit, the gross total sales as far as flips is about 38,000. And then we have right now, I think it's about 7 or 8 term deals that we're doing. So of course, you know, the term deals kind of, you know, tie up your capital because you're waiting for them to pay it off. But on our term deals, we're taking in right now right around $900 a month. Nice. So we have a lot of them, but it's a nice little, you know, the way I look at the 900 right now is as we're building it up is it's paying our you know, our pro membership, the, you know, the land and farm stuff, you know, some of those memberships and stuff. So now this year, which I told my wife is kind of a breakout year, is that I want to look at, you know, doing more turnovers, still doing some terms, but focusing more on building up the capital.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. So what's been your, do you have like one deal that stands out? Like that really, you said, oh my gosh, this
just
is it.
One?
Or, yeah. Right. Oh, good. Tell
Come
us.
On.
Okay, tell us.
The Land Academy.
Thank you. First,
yeah. So when we first started, one of the first ones that the light bulb kind of went off was we had bought a property on a tax deed for $2,300 and sold it for $7,000 cash. I actually drove up there to meet him, which is like 3 hours away. And in the beginning, we were I'm not going to say driving for dollars, but I know I don't want to get you upset. We were driving to the properties and taking pictures. And then after the first couple of them, I'm like, and getting in your program, I was like, wait a minute, what, you know, why am I driving around? Mm-hmm. So we just started taking the stuff, you know, from the internet. So we met the guy up there, the older guy that just wanted to park a trailer on there. And I took my wife with me. And it took up until today, I think that she's really starting to realize what's going on, you know, the opportunity with the business. Because this morning, it's such a beautiful day. That's why I'm so happy. She called me, or she actually sent me a text when I was on my way to work. And she said, what do we need to buy that 38-acre property that you were talking about? Now, this 38-acre property, right now I'm selling it with an option. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really have the funds to buy it. So I said, hey, do you want to do option to purchase? And the guy said, sure. So I've gotten a lot of it's on LandPen. I've gotten a lot of, traffic about it. And the reason why I say it was a beautiful day, because this is kind of like the first time that she actually said, like, you know, what can we do to get this property? She's kind of been in the background.
Nice.
And one thing that you guys do that I don't think people really realize, because there's a lot of people who work and a lot of people who are married or have girlfriends, is that you have to really establish, you know, what lane you're going to be in. Because otherwise, you're going to you'll be miserable, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So I kind of handle, you know, the data and making all the money right now. She kind of handled all the website stuff and working with my son, because I didn't have the patience. to deal with my son and the website. But you really have to develop a lane when you're whether you're a partner with someone and they're active partner or they're not, so you can kind of keep moving forward. Because we've had our conversations, you know, over the year. That's all I'm going to say. We've had our conversations over the year, you know. And
we
and
have a few of those.
So that was the first one. More recently, and you guys talked about it on one of your podcasts, is that I had bought from a mailer. Now, we only did one mailer all year. We sent out 3,500, I believe it was, in the end of September last year. And I sent it to four different counties. Some of the counties were Cricket, North Carolina. I only got two properties from it. And it was a guy who had like $250 back taxes on each one. And they were only like 0.800 and 0.80 acres and 0.89 acres. But he said, okay, give me 300 since it's back taxes. And we talked for a while and I sent them the money. And then when the transaction was happening, he's like, I just got a letter from somebody that offered me 3,000. And he said, can you do any better? Now, the whole time that me and him were talking, going back and forth, his girlfriend, and this guy's like in his 70s, his girlfriend's in the background. He is trying to rip you off.
Oh,
he's taking you to the cleaners and he's telling her to shut up. You know, it was kind of comical, you know.
That's hilarious.
So we kind of we agreed. So when the transaction was going to happen, that's when he said, hey, I got a letter from, you know, for $3,000. Can you do any better? And what I told him was, I'll go back to my original offer, which was $500. I was doing $500 an acre, so it was under an acre. I said, that's all I could do. And he said, okay, well, you know, since we talked and I agreed to sell it to you, I'll take it. So we, you know, we redid the transaction. I got the properties. He sent me a nice letter. He actually buys Bibles, you know, with the money that he's going to get from the sale.
Aww.
I put it on eBay. Yeah. And so, and
he
I'm an eBay.
Bibles. That's a new one.
Yeah. But, well, he actually, what they're doing is, I think they get the Bibles and they send them out to everybody. He's not collecting them. He's sending them to people.
Got it.
I know it's kind of a little weird. He buys Bibles. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so
I give all my money to charity too, by the way.
Yeah.
Awesome. So those two properties, I've been an eBay user off and on in the very beginning, and I know you guys talked about it. So what I do on eBay is, I've learned, I go in and I do a 30-day auction for the down payment. I start at $1, and these two particular properties that, and this just happened like in the last month, the first one I sold was a 0.80 acres. So I put it on eBay. I actually went on online and found this way to do well, you guys are probably familiar with it, the whole super user template, but I just take some stuff out of it so it doesn't come up to the super user in eBay. And it was $6,000. So I paid $750 all in.
Wow.
And I paid $6,000 on terms. You're bidding for the down payment. Down payment got up to $630. I contacted a woman who actually lives in Fort Myers, Florida. And she said, you know, I don't want to do terms. I just want to pay it off this week. I was like, okay. I gave her my banking information. She sent me a bank wire and I was done.
Wow.
The second one, which was 0.89 acres, I put that up for $6,500 on terms. And this time, though, I had actually put it up starting bid $100. And the reason why is I had did $1 and had actually already sold before. The winning bid was $20. Now, when someone wins a bid for $20, you're probably not going to hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had to go through the hassle of – I was going back and forth with the guy, you know, sending him – you know, through CUDA sign, all the documents, the land contract. And I finally told him, if you're not going to execute this, we're done. So I refunded his money. I put it back on eBay. That one, I started at $100 because I figured $100, no one wants to lose $100. $20, yeah, they'll walk away from that. So it was kind of slow, but towards the end, there was three people fighting for it. And at the end of the bid, the winning bid for the down payment was $2,025. Which
nice.
Already was, you know, triple my money.
Exactly.
And then the guy said, hey, send me an invoice. I said, you do realize that it's $6,500, not $2,025. He goes, oh, I know. Invoice me for the whole $6,500. I sent him an invoice because I use FreshBooks. Sent him an invoice,
yep.
And he paid the whole thing off. And that was it.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's so fantastic. I love it.
You know, eBay is
that's why
sweet.
I'm all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think
is.
When you're by the time you're 70, that you generally work out some of the relationship problems that you have earlier in your life. So there's not a woman in the background yelling at you, you know.
Maybe she wasn't 70 though.
Yeah, maybe she was 22.
That's what I'm wondering.
22 and still a little bit angry.
Yes.
You know, Jack, when you talk about relationships. One thing that I learned from Jill with dealing with customers is I try and develop the relationship with the person that I'm trying to buy from. And mm-hmm. and it's worked well, even the ones that I sell to, because they're all thanking me, but mm-hmm. particularly on my acquisition side. So to give you an example, right now I'm talking with a gentleman from the September mailer. Mm-hmm. And when you guys said, oh, we get mail from years later, I kind of heard you, but I've actually seen it, although it's not years later, where I picked up a lot of property in the last month from the September mailer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This guy here, and this is a big deal, so I'm probably going to be calling you soon, Jack, to kind of go over it.
Good.
So this is in Colorado. It's 11 parcels, And he got my initial offer and he called me and we kind of went back and forth. It's 11 5-acre parcels and they're all connected. It's almost like he bought this whole area. And we settled on, I believe it was like $375 an acre. It came out to $1,875 per 5 acres.
Wow.
So it even gets better because 4 of the parcels already have wells on them.
Oh, and my gosh.
So I sent him a purchase agreement a couple weeks ago, and I just got it back. Now, this guy, you know, is an older gentleman. His wife's going through some medical stuff. So I said, listen, we talked a couple, you know, several times. I said, look, take care of your wife. When that's all done, then we can work on this deal. But your family's more important. So when I sent them the purchase agreement, I haven't sent the get well card for his wife. And he signed a purchase agreement. He sent it back. He sent it back with the copy of the 4 well permits and a plat map for the whole area that these properties sit on. So that deal, I'm going to pick those up for like $17,948 for the whole caboodle. And there's 2 of them, like a 1 acre, 1.6 acres, and like 0.7. It's kind of like a slither that's attached to the side of the lot, you know, that he said, you got to make sure you get those. He doesn't know why they sell them like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick those up. And I'm thinking, you know, if I'm conservative, you know, I could probably make, you know, on top of what I paid, like, you know, $30,000.
Yeah, that's conservative. That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Well, and you're right. Thank you, Michelle, for pointing out that personal touch, because it does make a difference. You know, now the guy, he really wants to, you know, he wants to pay it forward for you. You know, he's probably hoping that, I hope you make a lot of money off this. You're getting this off my plate and I need the cash right now for whatever reason. And, you know, there you go. That's so good.
Yesterday, absolutely. I was in the grocery store and Jill and I had a scheduled business meeting on the phone. So I called her and I said, so we talked about all of our business stuff. And right at the end of the call, I said, hey, whatever happened with the guy that you were talking to that owns those 190 lots down in southwestern Arizona? And she said, what do you think happened? And I said, I don't know. I forgot about it. Well, turns out, and Jill forgot to mention it, that she purchased 190 lots for $200 each. They're all like mobile home lots. We're going to clear, I did the math on my phone real fast, we're going to clear probably $250,000 conservatively on this whole deal within, I don't know, 60 to 90 days. So, you know, Jill's method, and you know what, I said, that's just unreal, that it's an afterthought for you, you know? So she said, then she went in and said, look, the guy called me back. I said, what do you mean? She said, I called the guy on the stuff. We tentatively put together a sort of a deal, and then it just went dark for a while, and she waited and waited and waited, and the guy called her back. And then that's when she struck, because when a seller calls you back, and they are ready to put a deal together. If you just wait it out, if you sound eager, it's not going to work as well.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that I call it jillification. She jillified the deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I had one like that too, similar, where the guy, well, he sent me the purchase agreement back in September, and he wrote on it, I can't take any less than $1,000. But there was so much, you know, calls going on, I kind of looked at it and threw it in the file. And then back in this, I think it was, might have been December, January, I actually went back and called some of the people, you know, that sent me these letters. And I called him and said, I saw that you said you wouldn't take more than 1,000. You know, I'd like to talk to you about it. And I didn't hear from him for like a whole month. And he just called me a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
And I said, hey, so you won't take more than 1,000. I'm reading your letter now. And he goes, yeah, I can't take less than 1,000. I said, we take 1,200. He said, yeah, it's 3.29 acres in Alamosa, Colorado, with a canal, running along the whole west side of the property.
Wow.
Now Jill's gonna like this one, because I know Jill said, like, I'm a podcast addict. You guys can't put them out fast enough for me. Because I drive a lot for work. So it's got a canal on one side. So what happened was, I had another property that the two people were kind of going back and forth, and one got it, and the other guy, I told the guy it's going to go fast. But he was doing his due diligence. So I said, well, I have this other one. This is when I talked to this guy for the 3.2 acre one. And he said, okay, when's it available? And this happened last Friday. So I talked to I sent the money on Friday overnight to the mobile notary for Saturday this past weekend. I talked to this buyer on Friday. I said, it's available right now because I'm paying for it. Mm-hmm. And he waited over the weekend. So I posted it. I went and did my little, posting on the internet.
Good.
And I sent them the link. I sent them the link to it.
Because nice.
I was offering them less than what I posted it for. And because I told them, since you just lost that deal, I'll give it to you for $3,000, but I'm posting this for $3,500 cash.
Right.
So he said, can I still get it at that price that you told me? And I said, only if you do it on Monday. So on Monday, the notary met the guy that I bought the property for $1,200, and probably 30 or 45 minutes later, the buyer paid for the down payment on the term.
Beautiful.
That's my record right there. It's like 45 minutes to an hour. Before that, it was a couple of days.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That is the best.
I don't think I can top that story, Joe. I don't know if we've ever sold anything in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there's a few that before, as you're negotiating the deal, I've gotten that pickle, by the way. You got to be careful sometimes, because I've started to go to some of my A-list people, and they're like, yeah, I want this one, and this one. And then something happens. I'm like, whoa, whoops.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But that was perfect. You had the money already in the guy's hands, so you're good to go. And I love it. You showed him, look, buddy, and I love that situation. Hey, if you want it, I'll take it. If you're in or you're out, this is it. I'm moving on. And they were like, okay, I want it. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I adopted Jack's 3-call rule.
Nice.
Awesome.
And this is why I tell you, I listen to all your podcasts, because people don't realize there's a lot of podcasts, and I won't talk about your mortal enemy because I've listened to his sometimes, that they talk a lot and they have guests on their show, but they don't give any information.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get some information from their guests, but they're not actually telling you how they're doing it, or little tips and tricks of how you can do it or what you need to do.
All right, Michelle, you're a guest on our show. Give us some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Tips and tricks. Well, here's a tip. And I see a lot of people have been doing it in our group. Is that when you're posting your property, I have a rule that I like to post at least five to six pictures on, because I see a lot of people, they'll just post like a cardstock picture up there and say, blah, blah, blah acres, and that's it. Mm-hmm. What I try and do is I post, the one picture, I go to Google Earth, I'll draw like a map, from here, this is a tourist attraction in the area. It's only 30 minutes from here, with the actual directions on there. The access road, a picture of the access road, stuff like that. I think because the picture, tells mm-hmm. 1,000 words. What I typically see is that people will email me, going back to Jack's 3-question rule, and they're asking me questions that are in my description.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started doing was I replied to them the first time. And I say, Mr. and Mrs., we're here to help. And any questions that you have, is there anything outside of what we included in the description that you would like to know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gotten to a point where I put everything in there that I know people have asked over the years. So it's kind of like if it's that far way out, then I probably don't want to deal with the person anyway, because I have one woman that wanted to buy some property and asked me if she could have pigs on it or something. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if you can have pigs, a pig farm on your, on your property, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard it all too.
What are some of the craziest questions you've ever gotten?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it is kind of funny. I'm trying to think. But yeah, sometimes people will call up with the like this one, you know, and there's things they're just even thinking about, you know, down the road for retirement. And they get sent to go into these retirement conversations. I'm like, what are we talking about? You know, but you're right. I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head, like the pig one, but it is interesting what people think of. And you know, now, Michelle, you get real good early on going, all right, total tire kicker. Because the very best ones are the ones that just say, hi, can I wire this? Do you want me to do a check? I didn't find a place to pay online. You know, those are the ones that you'd like, oh, okay, here's how we're going to do this, you know.
Right. So absolutely.
They don't even need a purchase agreement. They look you up. They know this is legit and they're ready to go.
Right.
Yep. I mean, the other tip is use your resources, you know. I'm in a GroupMe chat with there's a handful of high level members, as I put it, and Luke's one of them on this GroupMe chat. So I feel like a little sprout, whatever you want to call it, when I'm looking at some of the stuff that they're talking about. But use your resources, because I see some people, the internet, and I know this is down Jack's lane. I mean, there's so much information on the internet. Now, granted, you have to look. You know, you can't believe everything you read, but there's a lot of stuff that you can get from the internet. And being a pro member, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I use Title Pro all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, once I acquire a property, I actually go in there and look at it on there, you know, sometimes before I even run a report, and I'll kind of look and see where it's at. Then I'll get the GPS, because to me, it's worth the cost. Like if I go over the 10 a month, it's worth the cost of seeing exactly where it's at versus trying to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so you have to really, you know, use your resources. I mean, the stuff that you guys offer, I told Jack, I don't know if you remember this. We had a call when I first started.
I do.
And one thing Jack said to me that still sticks in my mind is that this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Because when I first started, I was all over the place. And I remember I was telling Jack about some of the programs I bought. And there was one, it came like wired with this like seal on it. And it was this big red and white note saying, if you open this, you can't return it. And blah, blah, you know, all this, you know.
Wow.
And I was thinking about it today on my way home. And I said, you know, people like that have those programs are afraid because they know it doesn't work. So they want to make sure that if you open it, you're stuck.
Uh-huh.
You know? Not cool. That's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got, I'm looking up at them now on my bookshelf. They make good bookends. But I bought a few.
Send a picture of that. I'd love to see that.
I've bought a few in the beginning, like anybody who drinks the entrepreneurial Kool-Aid or wants to get into real estate. But the one thing I will say, you know, anybody's listening, that this works, and it works as much as you put into it. You know, if you're serious about having a business, you have to decide, do I want a business or do I want a hobby or do I just want to get my dream location? I just talked to someone yesterday, and about 4 or 5 months ago, she sold her house, and she's at one of my accounts, and she's like, oh, I want to flip a house. She's like dying to flip a house, and I told her what I was doing. She's like, oh, and I told her, go to successplant.com, blah, blah, blah. I just saw her yesterday. Oh, Michelle, what tips can you give me? I'm trying to get a house. They're outbidding me, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at her, I was like, why are you trying to buy a house? Why don't you just flip land?
Right.
I told her again. I gave her successplant.com. I said, if you want to join, you better hurry up because they're going to close the doors, you know, to buy the program. And I kind of talked to her a little bit about it. But people just don't – I think people who are in the real estate, not so much real estate, but got caught up in the whole flipping thing, they just don't get it. They just don't see it.
True.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not sexy. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Land's
right.
Not, you know,
right.
You can't change the color of the paint and stuff. A lot of people want to do that for some reason.
I don't know. My bank account's pretty sexy. How's yours?
That money's sexy.
Yeah, you know? I don't have a problem with that.
It makes me.
And again, and I just told her too, like I told you guys, that the single family flip that we did, it just got finished, like I think about 3 weeks ago. And the investor I'm doing with is a really, really close friend. He's been doing these for years. And this is one that's raised his eyebrows, you know. And now it's just now going to where we're selling it. And, you know, we have like $48,000 into that. And I'm kind of glad it happened because it made me become more resourceful with the money I had. Like throughout this year, and I've learned a lot. So I've learned how to run the land business and buy and sell. Yeah. Because if I had all that money, I probably would have just been buying, you know, piles of trash somewhere and not really being more frugal with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. Our best customers are just like you, Michelle. They flipped a couple of houses and then they try it. You know, if you flip land, if you're listening to this and you flip houses, flipping land is about 300,000 times easier. So, you know, it's a great customer for us to have because they go the distance.
Right. Yep. Because I got a really cool story. I bought two properties from Jill or you guys back in, oh goodness, it was like the early 2016. Mm-hmm. So I bought two of them. They were 0.51 acres. And then I had, got the one from the program and I sold those on terms. So the one woman bought those two together and they weren't really together. I mean, they were close in proximity, but she put them on terms together. So she contacted me last week and said, you know, I really can't do it. She's a single mother. She's like, I really can't continue paying. So she had paid for one. So I said, well, I'll just take it back and I'll give you the deed for that one. At the same day, the other guy who I sold the free property on terms to said, hey, do you got anything else near my area? And I said, yeah. Matter of fact, I do. And I showed it to him, and he said, I'll take it. And I actually charged him twice as much as I was charging her.
That's so good.
Does he buy Bibles?
Yeah.
No, but he's from Canada.
Oh, he's Canadian then.
Yeah, Canadian. Yeah.
I don't even know if they have Bibles in Canada.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened like last week that was kind of crazy between, you know, her, you know, me selling that one like 45 minutes and then she's saying I can't continue paying and he says I'll pick it up. And I got people like, you know, from some of the websites I use, you know, well, there's only one and we're not going to talk about the other one, but there's only one. There's two I use, Landpin. Land and Farm. The other one we're not talking about.
Oh, that's right. But, good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of what I do is like if someone's trying to get it and they look serious and they just miss out, mm-hmm. like I did, I email them and I say, hey, I just got this one, but I haven't put it out yet. It's hot off the press. The ink hasn't dried. Are you interested? If not, then I just move on. I just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? And then you don't have to go through the process of posting it and doing all that too. It's like great, exactly. Done, sold.
Right.
Love it. Yep. Love it.
Yeah, we have to get the bad taste of posting out of our mouths, Jill, because this new spatial product we're releasing, that's gonna change the whole thing. Parcel Fact will take what used to take like half of a day posting property and it takes 5 minutes. Hmm. You know. It's gonna take a while for us to understand. And use it the way that it needs to be used to really say, you know what, it's not that big of a deal to post it again.
And I'm going to say right now, we have a release date of May 1st.
All right.
Jill got angry this morning in an IT meeting.
I did.
And said, we need a date, people. We need a release date, period. That's all there is to it. And so they finally conceded, just like she does with the sellers. We all finally conceded and said, we commit to the date. What is the date anyway? Jill, I forgot.
May
already.
1st. You'll see today on our, that's the first one. So today on our call a little while later, Michelle, we're going to go over some of the stuff, but I've updated landinvestors.com on the resources page. If anybody wants to see, we have a pretty much one a month major release happening starting in May, and it's going to be awesome. And it's all the tools that you, Michelle, we need, everybody needs to automate this, do more deals, you know, and make more.
Exactly.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. So let's talk about the ugly.
Yeah.
The ugly duckin. So, you know, in doing my numbers and going and what Jack is talking about with the, you know, flipping houses, you know, I have a ROI column. And when I look down the column, there's nothing on, well, the lowest is 118%. And the highest, the highest is 866%. We've done a total of 24 deals, which I didn't, and this is the thing, I didn't realize it. I mean, I've been kind of working full time and going, you know, full steam. And when you guys said, come on the podcast, I said, I got to look like I know what I'm talking about. And I didn't realize, I really honestly didn't realize how many deals we had done. That's why I said I'm going to be on a divorce podcast next week. but the only one that's red in my, out of all of my 24 deals, is I lost $18.50.
Oh my gosh.
And that was because it was in the very beginning, and I had I had 6 properties on eBay, and I had all these people coming at me from different directions, and someone countered, because this one I was just selling, and it was just a straight up 30-day auction, and they countered, and when I realized it, they countered me what I actually paid for the property. So I was pissed. I'm still mad when I look at it, because it's like a little dot of red showing up on my Excel spreadsheet. You know, and the reason why I lost is because of eBay fees, you know.
Yeah.
And they actually had a cousin that worked in a lawyer's office. So they're paying on terms, but they wanted to go through the whole, you know, go through the whole closing and all that. And I told them, I am not spending another dime.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. But because she had sent me the paperwork and said, oh, it's $100. I said, no, mm-hmm. They got this property for what I paid for. I'm just going to honor it, you know, because, you know, that's just kind of how I am. I said, I'm not paying another dime. So they paid for everything. Mm-hmm. And every month, the best feeling in the world is whether it's FreshBooks, I go to the post office, is getting my checks every month for my term deal.
I love getting checks.
Yeah.
We don't get enough checks anymore, Joey. It's all automated.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. I just have, they're the only ones to send me a check. The other one that I had, which was another big hitter, is I bought it for $3,900 on a tax deed sale. In Florida, and Jack talked about us on the podcast, you know, there's areas that you're not going to find it $100 an acre. Like Florida, it's in residential areas, a quarter acre lot. You're going to spend, you know, anywhere up to $3,000 around that area to pick it up. You could still flip it for $6,000. And this one I got for $3,900, and I sold it on terms for $10,000.
Nice.
And she's been paying me $168 a month. And I charge her 5% interest to cover the taxes, the annual taxes, which aren't that much. And she's been paying me $168 a month, and she sends me an additional $250 a month. She's got me, I got a whole amortization schedule for her, because she's like, wants to pay it off.
Good.
That's
for her,
so
actually.
Great.
Just
I
for fun.
Love
what
it.
What does she say she's going to do with it? I love the psychology of these buyers.
Well, this is an interesting property, because I had a guy, the next door neighbor contacted me through Facebook. He's like, are you the one to own this? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, there's weeds all up, you know, all over, and there's homeless people living on it, and there's ants and snakes and all kinds of stuff. So for a couple of weeks, I went through, you know, a little bit of headache with this guy. And the end of the story was, he wanted to buy it for himself, but the owner who lived in Colorado never sold it to him, and I picked it up on a taxi, so he was pissed. So what I did, because he said he had a grandbaby and stuff, and I was kind of concerned, I went ahead and had it cleared out. It was $1,800, so I'm still in the green, much in the green, but I had it completely cleared out, and then I realized there was no evidence of homeless people, according to the contractor. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what she's going to do with it, Jack. I think a lot of people have, you know, they have the dream, I'm going to buy property, I'm going to build on it. and they never kind of, you know, fulfill that dream. And that's how we make our money, because they kind of say, I'm tired of paying the taxes. Here, take it. I'm not going to do nothing with it.
Right. Well, good, man. I mean, I don't know, Jill, do you have any questions for Michelle? It's kind of been the Michelle show, and I really like, well, I enjoy the break.
I do. Well, I have my one last question is, with 2017 being your breakout year, what's coming for you?
Hey, well,
yeah,
first that, yeah, it is a good question. So first that big, you know, I call it a big deal, but it's really going to probably be a small one one day, the one in the 11 acre one. And I don't want to sit on that and say, once that's done, I'm set for the year. So this is what I'm doing. Because I learned from my first mailer. That was my second mailer. My first one was when you guys first launched the whole pro membership. And I made the cardinal mistake. I sent out, I think it might have been like 500 mailers in Florida. I can't tell you the amount of hate I got. I was like, what am I doing? You know, and Jack clarified, and you guys have both clarified it. You got to do at least 1,500 to a county.
Yeah.
You know, it really, that testing 500 here, you're just wasting your money.
That's right.
What I got. Yeah. And what you get is people calling you all pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the percentage, right? If you do 1,500 or 2,000, you're still going to get some. But if you only do 500, that's all you're going to get.
Exactly.
It was interesting, but what I decided to do, and I'm actually working on a mailer now, I just started like last week, as I've kind of learned from listening to Jack and listening to other people, kind of analyzing the data and looking at the assessment, because I know that's a big question. Everybody's like, well, how do you know what to offer? Well, I go, and I did this on that mailer in September. I actually kind of spot check in each county, because in each county, not all the areas are the same. You could have some assessed at 10,000 over here and 3,000 over here. You know, so you have to go, you know, I kind of went in there and look. It takes longer, but you get better results. So what I want to do is send out at least 15 to 2 every month, a mailer every month. Mm-hmm. Because the problem I'm running into is I have no inventory. Like right now, I have nothing.
Oh, gee, I'm so sorry, Michelle. Don't you hate it when that happens?
I know. It's like I can't keep them. I honest, and I'm not saying this, and I hope whoever's listening understands. I'm not saying this just to say it and make Jack and Jill look good. Because if you think I'm just saying it, look and see what Luke Harris is doing.
I know.
You know?
Luke Harris is killing it.
And he's killing it because he's got the volume. Mm-hmm. So you imagine if you don't have the volume, you'll be at zero all the time. So what I want to do this year, the breakout year, is keep the inventory flow going.
Cool.
You know, by doing the mailers, you know, every month and keep those going, because I realize that they come, you know, they come in waves and they go in waves. You know,
because it's very the way we're pricing
them. Yeah. I mean, we price them right, which, you know, if you price them right, which is conversations I've heard with some people, that I'm not greedy. My whole thing is I have a 6-year plan, and I told my wife, I want my wife to quit working in 2 years. She thinks I'm crazy. This is a whole nother podcast. She thinks I'm crazy, but I don't, it's hard for me to see her work so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 54 years old and so is she. And I want her not to work so hard. You know, so I told her 2 years, I want her to stop working. I have a 6-year plan to stop working. So nice. I'll be 60. I'm not going to wait until I'm 65 to retire and collect. I won't have to because I met you guys.
Oh,
hey, that's nice. So,
and it's true, though, because I realize, you know, people also want to get into a business, you know, jewelry, whatever it is that they want to do. But when I look at my ROI column, and I tell my friend that we flipped the house with, and he's just like, he said, Michelle, I see you doing great things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just doing this part-time right now, you know, on the weekends. And I've learned from Jill had a podcast talking about how you do it. And I kind of learned that you have to, you know, use your time wisely around family.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We don't have kids. So, you know, our kids are grown. You know, I got a grandson. But now that's more focused on you, meaning me, because mm-hmm. there are kids. When they're kids, the wife's busy. You can kind of sneak into the office and do a lot of work. But when it's just her coming home, you know, you got to give her your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm starting to do the stuff on the weekend. We had a business meeting, we'll call it. We had a business meeting a couple of weeks ago, and that's what we talked about. And I said, and it's a good term to put, right? It's a new term, business meeting.
I love it.
Yeah.
We call them partners meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That, uh-huh. that,
where you sit and you listen, right?
It. Right. Yeah. Instead of calling an argument, call it a business meeting.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And what we decided and what we agreed on is that I'm going to spend a couple hours on Saturday and a couple hours on Sunday. Because what I was doing was like, you know, I can't even walk in my office. Well, I can walk in my office, but once I get on the internet and once I start looking at land, I just go into the rabbit hole. And
right.
I'll come out later, you know, there's three or four sunups and sundowns, you know. So I had to really structure that better, not only for her, but for me. Why? So I'm not up until like 2 a.m. I had to go to work the next day. But my manager, I told him 6 years I'm going to retire. So, you know, he called me, I think about a week ago, he called me a land baron. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
For land baron. I was like, I might have to use that for my next LLC.
Love it.
I do too. Yeah.
You're right. Well, you know, all this is doing, Michelle, you're over the hump, obviously. You got this. Now you're rolling into, I don't know, what do you say, Jack? Second gear, third gear? I'm not sure where you are.
He's getting out of second gear.
Yeah. And now it's forcing you to be more efficient, do things, you know, and get this into a system now. You're going to have your mailings into a system. You're going to have your family life into it. Kind of into a system, but you know, this is really good stuff, and that's gonna free you up to do more deals and get to where you want to go. I think you got this.
You can't fool your wife. I don't care who you are and what, how much talent you have, can never fool your wife. So if you got her on board, you could just dedicate mm-hmm. a whole year to that. You could just say, yep, now she's, you know, remember when Rocky went into the ring and Adrian was like, I want you to win. And then he went and won, but because Adrian said win.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody?
I agree.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Wow. I silenced the crowd that way.
You did.
No, I'm really happy for you, Michelle. You embody the exact type of member that we this is why we do this, for people mm-hmm. just like you, seriously.
And I appreciate what you guys do. And I'm sure all the other members who are active also do. And there'll be a lot of members that don't, you know, realize what you guys are doing. That will soon. Because once you get a taste of it, that first deal, you know, it's eye-opening. It really is. It's really eye-opening. See, I just got a pop on my email for the 38-acre place.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic,
yeah.
Man.
But
I really appreciate what you guys have done, the leadership, the weekly WebExes. I mean, it's huge. It really is huge. And you can't keep what you have unless you give it away. That's why I try and help as many members that I can with what I know to this point.
Awesome, man.
Thank you, Michelle. You know what? You could buy some Bibles, too, and give those away with your property.
Yeah. Well, you know what I did, Jill? You know what I did? I'll tell you this real quick. I had a buyer contact me and say, I need a GPS coordinates. I'm out in the area. They're out in Colorado, right? And they said that they wanted to look at it. I said, okay. And I actually gave them the GPS coordinates. And then I replied back. And then I replied to them and said, listen, if you're not interested in it, if you take some pictures for me, I'll send you a $25 gift card.
Cool.
Wow.
Brilliant.
I didn't get any pictures, but I thought that was a good idea.
I think that was brilliant.
Me too.
I love it.
Hey, Michelle, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Awesome.
We really look. I want to please don't forget about us and let us know what happened with this 35-acre property.
Yeah, I will let you know. And Jack, like I said, I'll probably be setting up a meeting with you on one of your deal days. I couldn't wait until I got to that point that I could be honored with doing a deal review with Jack.
Oh my gosh. I would love to do that, actually. Love to.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Thanks
Thank
again.
You, Michelle.
Talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Okay.
All right, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, it's amazing, Jill, when people give us, our members give us actual numbers.
I know.
And report back in that they're making a ton of money.
I know. I love that. That was him and his silly, we might be in divorce, whatever next.
Divorce podcast.
Exactly, on the divorce show podcast show next week after, now that I did the numbers.
You know what I really took away from that is that he said, you know, I'm going to go into my cave for 3 days and then I'll come back out with a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And that's what I do, mm-hmm. you know, and I think our successful members, the ones that are really successful, mm-hmm. Are not afraid of sitting in front of a computer for 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
With a pot of coffee.
Isn't that hilarious? We've all done that. Every one of us.
Yep.
And then you know you're hooked and yep. this is your thing.
That's right.
Because if you have ever done this, I'm speaking from experience, I have totally gotten up in the morning, sat down with a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. and looked up and said, oh my goodness, I'm still sitting in my, you know.
Yeah. Why is the sun going down?
I know.
I haven't taken a shower yet.
I don't think I brushed my teeth. I'm totally serious. I have totally done that. I've not brushed my teeth all day. I think I was home alone. You know, no one was around, but right. like, oh, I just, yeah, I hid in my office and that was it.
Next time you do that,
game
film
over.
I'd like to see the film.
Yeah, right? Like a time lapse.
Yeah, in your pajamas and stuff.
Time lapse.
Jill made $100,000 today.
Yeah, exactly. In your pajamas. Not brushing your teeth. Or calling anybody. I didn't even talk on the phone. All right.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.